like the sound of that already. I'm getting excited.
So here we go. So this is the Chiddush HaLev. It's the very first one. I believe it's the first piece of Noach. I think it's the first piece of Noach. Eile todos Noach, Noach ish tzadik tamim hayo b'dorasav, es ha'elokim misalech Noach. So we all know that Noach was an ish tzadik, and in his time, and es ha'elokim misalech Noach, and Noach walked with Hashem. Pirush Rashi, because it says Eile todos Noach, Noach, this is to teach us that the main toldos, the main fruits, the main outgrowth of a tzaddik is his ma'asim tovim. Because what does it the pasuk say? It doesn't mention his children. It mentions that he was a tzaddik tamim. V'chein katuv b'medrash rabba, mahi peirosov shel tzadik, as it says in the medrash, what are the fruits of a tzadik? Mitzvos ma'asim tovim, it's his mitzvos, it's the things he accomplishes in terms of fulfilling ratzon Hashem, his ma'asim tovim, and his good deeds. U'bi'ar sfas sivsei chachamim ni'arli, terutzo lomim medichziv eile todos noach, u'mefarish noach ish tzadik, from the fact that the pasuk says, this is Noach, he was a tzaddik, Shema Mina, the Ma'asim Tovim, Ikra Nami Toldos. This teaches us that Ma'asim Tovim are also your fruits. You know, Rachmana Litzlan, a person doesn't have children, but everyone can have spiritual children. That is the Ma'asim Tovim. That is what a person accomplishes to helping the world and helping others. And from the fact that it says, first, the toldos of Noach is that he's tzadik, and only afterwards it mentions his children, this is to highlight and underscore the fact that the main toldos, the main progeny of a person is his ma'asim tovim. Now, obviously, if you can combine the ma'asim tovim with the children, and to kind of perpetuate that further, so then that is a beautiful thing. But to have children and not to have ma'asim tovim, that is really the tafel versus the ikar. Hine min hagosha la'olam agashmi l'shabeach et adam bavur hatlachaso. Normally in the world at large, they like to praise, right? They like to put on a pedestal people who are successful. V'lo bavur hishtadluso. But not necessarily for what a person, the effort the person puts in. Adam shishtado v'lahotzi peiros harihu nechshava olam agash mikalam lo yutzlach. Someone who works really, really hard, but doesn't get off the ground, doesn't get his business off the ground, is not successful. So we call a person a lo yutzlach, not successful, doesn't succeed, a nebach, right? He's a nebach, right? He tried five different businesses, they all failed. Nebach, right? Not a successful guy. Right? If you're being really mean, you're going to go, what a loser, right? V'adam shitzliach lotzi peiros haru nechshav la'adam mutzlach mushubach. And someone who is able to accomplish a lot, very wealthy, does lots of things, started lots of programs. Oh, that's a successful guy. That's a hero. V'kevan shekein hu b'nogeh l'dvarm gashmim, me'la anu regilim n'argish kein gam b'nogeh l'dvarm b'chaniyim. And this is such an important point because that is the overwhelming attitude out there in the world about things that are gashmi, things that are not as important, the gashmiest in the world versus the ruchnias, but that seeps into our psyche and affects the way we also view our ruchnias world. And so therefore, if we're not able to show, right, definitively, my success is in ruchnias, we also feel like lo yutzlach, right? That's a terrible thing. We're allowing the attitudes of the Gashmi world to infiltrate the Ruchnius. V'nir be'ineinu sha'ashevach v'hazuchus ha'gadol b'yosu nitan l'osam anoshim shaslichu livnos es mostos ha'torah gdolim. Who do we praise? We don't need to say names of people who've got their names on buildings. Ah, what has that guy done? He built the mir, right? He built the this, he built the that. He started Yad Leya, he started this organization. And those people they're great, they're very special. But that becomes synonymous within our minds of what it means to be a matzliach in ruchnius. Ulamid talmidim harbe. Oh, this person has the biggest share. He has 1,000 talmidim. Woo! So he's a chashav mensch. You know, a guy, one talmid. You know, anyone can have a talmid. Yeah, I don't really have reason to have a talmid. I'm a nobody. You know, like, and that's the way we think about it. Umil ronman mikan shekol ze'enu ha'ikar says chidush alev. That is not correct at all. Harei kol olam kayim rak b'glal Noach. The whole world was upheld because of Noach. Shilulehu alam hayanekrav. Without Noach, nothing would have been left. The whole world had to be restarted from him. Started the whole world again. Everybody is a ben Noach, you know, in that sense. Nimsa shenoach garam letotzos gedolos. So that means that Noach had tremendous outcome, tremendous success. Ben binyanim gashmiim, he saved the world. He collected all the samples of all the food and the seeds and all the animals. So he saved the world. Ben binyanim ruchniim, and he also saved the ruchnius. There'd be no people to be mishtadel in anything anymore without him. Vava bikein mevuar kan sheikar shivachos zechusov v'toldosov him amasim tovim shuas v'atzmo. But we see from here that the Iker Toldos of Noach is that he had Ma'asim Tovim, that he was Mekayim Ratzon Hashem, that he did mitzvos. And at no point in the Torah does the Torah ever step back and say, and Noach was great, why? Because he saved the world. Noach was great because the entire population is a result of Noach. It doesn't say that. It says, Eilu Toldos Noach, Noach Yitzadik. Way before he accomplished anything great, Noach was a tzadik, that's his Toldos. That's his legacy. That's his legacy. It's his toldos. It's his ma'asim tovim mitzvos. But his legacy is not that he wrote in the teva and saved the world. That was important. That was critical. That's not his legacy. His legacy is his ma'asim tovim. Shehu asa ba'atzma, that he himself toiled to accomplish. Shoya tzadik tamim b'dorosov esalkim esalach noach. And that's his praise. His praise is that he walked in the ways of Hashem. Right? That could have been done very quietly. He did it for 500 years without anyone taking notice. Did it for 500 years without anyone following along, right? The whole world thought he was a nutcase and ignored him. And he went about his path with emunah. And that makes it tzadik tamim. That's his toldos. Sorry, next paragraph. And you know why, says Rav Lev Leibowitz? It's because God is the ultimate power, right? He is omnipotent. If God wants some great thing to be accomplished, he doesn't need us. He has harbe shlichim lamakom. He has many ways that Hashem can accomplish anything. He can save worlds. He can build buildings. He can do whatever he wants to do. And the truth is, our hishtadlus doesn't actually accomplish anything. Right? Cause and effect is a scientific idea, but it's not necessarily a religious idea. We believe that we have a chiyuv to be mishtadel, but we don't believe that the harshtadlus causes the effect. The effect comes from Hashem. Where there's a middle step that science skips. It's not A to B. There's an A to B is Hashem, and then C is the effect. What Hashem wants from us is just to work hard, to put in our effort, to try our best. That's how we grow as individuals. The results, the outcome, that's up to Hashem. L'kayim mitzvosav kefi kochoseinu. And to be mekayim Hashem's mitzvos to the extent of our abilities. V'cheinu l'gabi ha-mitzvah gedol l'sharabat z'torah. And that's true even when it comes to spreading Torah. Sh'ikar ha-mitzvah sh'alabat z'torah ha-inush l'ishtadu b'chol kochoseinu l'harbitz Torah. We should try the best we can to teach Torah, to spread Torah, to share words of Torah to the best of our abilities. What the result will be, that's up to Hashem. And it's true that sometimes people are more successful because they work really hard. And that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, all right, I'm a galgal zchus ayde zakai, that I find this person worthy, and therefore I'm going to increase his merits by giving him more opportunities to be mitzvah to more people. But not always the case. Not always the case, because the baseline is you put in your shtadlus. Afterwards, if Hashem wants to be mizaki and other things, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbonus. We can't possibly begin to fathom or understand them, right? Our ikar is the shtadlus. Rav Soloveitchik actually pointed this out. You know, Rav Soloveitchik was zocha to be a Marbitz Torah. He gave shiurim that thousands attended when he gave his yahrzeit lecture. If you're familiar with the Lamport Auditorium, does everyone know where that is in NYU? Right? Fairly big auditorium. It's in the old building, like the iconic building there where the old base medrash is. So there's a huge auditorium. It has a balcony level also. And he would give a yahrzeit shiur every year for his father, I believe. And the building was packed. Over 1,000 people, packed. And Rav Soloveitchik said he knew tremendous Talmidei Chachamim, brilliant minds, unbelievable Chidushei Torah, were not zocha. We're not zocha to get many talmidim at all. It always kind of blew him away. And he commented, because that's siyata d'shmaya. That's not what it's about. Whether one person zocha to be marbitz Torah to many, and another person to a smaller number, that's up to Hashem. That's not about a person's worth. That's not about a person's accomplishments. Not about a person's profundity in Torah. That's just a zuchus that Hashem decided to tap certain people with. Mikol makom ikar haschar hu ba al zeh she'asa es hishtadlusu hanechona. The main schar is that a person puts in his effort to the extent that he is able. V'chein mefursam b'shem moreno rav akum rav Yisrael Solanter zatzal. Rav Yisrael Solanter said the same thing. Sha'ikar hainu hishtadlus v'la atotos. It's not the successes. It's not the accomplishments. It's the effort. It's mamish the effort. Mamish the effort. Masinu shafinu yishai novi tabazeh. We see that even Yeshaya HaNavi, the great Navi, even made this mistake. Right? And he kind of got distracted. He kind of forgot that the Iker is just to do Ratzon Hashem. Whatever Hashem wants, that's what I'm going to try to do. Ksiv, it says in Yeshaya, Ani Amarti Larig Yogati. Says Yeshaya HaNavi that I effort and toiled in vain. Absolute vain. I wasted my time. I wasted all my energies on nothingness, right? Because what happened? He was trying to be mochiach klal yisrael, that they should do tshuva. Perush haradak, v'ani amarti likigati, berosi ki lo shavu yisrael b'tshuva b'tochachti. I see after all my screaming and yelling and cajoling, no one's doing tshuva. Klal yisrael's not turning this around. We're not going to avert the disaster of Korban HaBayis. Amarti likigati. And so I wasted all my time. I made myself hoarse. And I got myself sick. For what? For nothing. Because I didn't accomplish the goal, which was to be chozer yourself b'tshuva. Rabbi Yeshaya HaNavi said that. You can imagine how depressing that must be. I mean, if we could try to imagine for a second to put ourselves in the shoes of Yeshaya HaNavi, who's tasked with, you're the Navi, you're the reigning prophet. Go out there and do something. Get Klal Yisrael back on track. And he's day in and day out, he's trying to chip away and nothing. Garnished, as they say in Yiddish. Garnished gehelfen. You know, you just want to crawl up in a hole and just disappear. Disappear. It's totally depressing. It's humiliating and depressing. And he complains that I did nothing. Amarta l'rik yogati. V'akadosh baruch heishiv l'ishayo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be mechazek yesho and say no. V'ayomer nakel miyoscha li'eved. Right? Is it such a light thing that you're my servant? You're my Eved? Perish Radak. Lama Amarta Kilarik Yogata. V'chi Nakel Hu Miyuscha Li'Eved. Is it such a like a simple, menial, right, unimportant thing that you're my Eved? That you're fulfilling my tasks? V'lo Dai L'cha Bazeh. That's not good enough for you, Yeshaya Navi? That you put in all your efforts to try to accomplish my will? That is the highest level. Aye, but what about the tshuva? What about the people doing tshuva? Kosh Boko says, okay, those are cheshbonos. That's not side of your purview. You did your job. You tried your hardest. That's what your schar is going to be based on. And that's what I judge you on. Even though they didn't listen to you. It's good enough that you did my shlichus. He felt very profoundly that all his work was for nothing. Because he wasn't able to get Yisrael to do Klal Yisrael, to do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashivu Shu Margish Kein Beglal She'Eino Margish Mi'Arecha Karayis Kodah Hazchus Lios Eved Shel Hashem Yisbarach. And the answer is, Hashem says, you're not feeling the zechus, just be my Eved. And just follow through on the tasks that I gave you. You follow through, you're a winner. You're number one. You're 100%. Even if you don't feel like you're getting success. It seems that Yeshaya HaNavi actually knew this lesson. Either, I don't know, in terms of a timeline, whether he now felt empowered with this idea and he was able to impart that to others, or whether he knew it for others but not for himself. But the famous Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yomar Aleph says the incredible story between Yeshaya HaNavi and Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech was a tremendous, tremendous tzaddik. He was a tremendous tzaddik, right? And he really followed Ratzon Hashem. But he saw in the future, he had Ruach HaKodesh, says the Gemara, that his children would be Rishayim, right? He'd have an awful child, Menashe, and he did not want to father such a child. So he didn't get married. right? And he got very, very sick. Why did he get so sick? So Hashem sends Yeshayahu Navi to tell Chizkiyahu HaMelech, go get married, right? That's your mitzvah. Your mitzvah is to get married, to try to raise a family. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech, to answer Yeshayahu, he said, no, I saw b'nevuah, my progeny is awful. They're going to destroy everything. There's no chance. You couldn't pay me enough money in the world to go get married. And Yeshayahu Navi told him, right? Ma demifkedes mibay levet, right? That which you are commanded to do, you do. The rest of the cheshbonus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what your child is and who your child is and what he'll do, that's not up to you. Hashem gave you a command, get married and raise a family. And that's what you should do. And because you didn't, it's an awful, grievous sin. And you're very sick and you're going to die. That's what he said. You're going to die. And that's the famous message that Yeshayahu was telling all of us. Ma demifkedes, that which we are commanded to do. Just follow through. Learn your little piece of Torah. Accomplish your mitzvos. Don't worry about whether I'm this famous guy, or whether I accomplished a lot, or whether I knocked off X number of dapim in the Gemara or not. I tried my best. I put on all my kochos. I may not be as good as that guy. That guy has some other tafkid. Maybe he's going to learn more in terms of quantity, or maybe his depth will be different than mine. But that's okay, because I'm following through on my shlichus to Hashem, which is to follow through on Torah, mitzvahs, and ma'asim tovim. V'nei lefamim korash anashim tzadikim ovdim b'misiris nefesh l'arbit Torah l'zakos es harabim. You have times where tremendous tzadikim work really hard, misiris nefesh, to give over Torah, to help out the community. And for whatever reason, nothing works out. They work really hard and nothing works out. Their organizations don't get off the ground. Their shiurim don't take off. It could be very sad. Aleim lizkor, they need to remember. They have to remember Yeshayahu Navi has a whole Navi dedicated to him. He's a special guy. He is a very special guy. And he didn't accomplish so much. It's hard to say those words. I mean, I feel bad to say he didn't accomplish so much, right? Klal Yisrael didn't do tshuva. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The idea is just to be a simple eved to Hashem. It doesn't matter whether you're matzlech and yeshlichus or not. I may have told you this story once before, but I had a student many years ago, so I'm not worried about anyone knowing who I'm referring to. But a very special person, but had a lot of tzaros. A lot of tzaros. I apologize if I said this once before. He had a lot of mental health tzaros. He had a lot of physical tzaros. He was sick, and his head was, you know, all sorts of mental health issues. And he really wanted more in life, but he was a mess. He was a physical and mental mess. And it was very sad. And once he called me from like a very, very like dark place in his life, he called me up this after he already graduated. He said, Rabbi, he said, since graduating YU, things have only spiraled worse downwards. I'm at home. I'm an older guy. I'm at home and I'm like stuck in bed and I can't accomplish so much. And he said, you know, Rabbi, I had this amazing thought. I can't do a lot, not so much that I'm capable of doing at this point in my life, but you know what? He said, I decide I'm going to try to take on a little project, at least do some good. So I decide he's going to go through his home and find old clothes that's in decent shape, and he's going to sort through it and pick it and put it in piles and pack it up, and he's going to donate it to Tzedakah, and that's going to be his little project, to do some good with the stuff in his house that people aren't using. And that, at least in that sense, he'll have some little measure of accomplishment. And so he did it. He started going through and he spent like some weeks on it and packing stuff up and finding nicer stuff and sorting it in proper ways and stuffing it into bags so that, you know, that he could eventually drop it off at a worthy organization. And what happened is the bags that he had been packing for a couple of weeks got confused with garbage bags and it all got thrown out. Here's a guy, Nebuch. He's like sick physically, mentally, his head is not there. He finally drags himself out of bed long enough to do like a nice small project, to give himself a little chizuk. And after 2 weeks of trying, it all got thrown out. And he just felt awful. He just felt like nothing was coming of his life. He can't even turn it around if he wanted to. You know, just like the message was, get back into bed, right? Just get back into bed. God doesn't even, that's what he said to me. God's not even interested in my chesed. An awful thing. And what I tried to be mechazikim, which is really hard in a person in that state, but what I tried to be mechazikim, which is the MS, that if Hashem needed poor people to have clothes. Hashem can take care of it. He can clothe the poor people. But all you need to do is go through those motions of packing up the stuff and mesiris nefesh, tremendous mesiris nefesh, to get yourself going to do that and go through all that and do that ishtadlus. That was your shlichus. That was your job. I don't know what's going to happen with clothes. We don't know where they might wind up. We don't know who will end up using it or if nobody. But you did with absolute fidelity, you did your shlichus. And you should feel very accomplished from that, right? Because that's what Hashem wants from you, that ishtadlus. Could be that's pshat in the Mishnah Navos, in the second parak, towards the very, very end, Mishnah Tes Zayin, lo alecha hamlacha ligmor, right? It's not up to you to finish the job. But v'lo ata ben chorin libatel mimana, but you're also not excused from not doing it. What's pshat in that Mishnah? Right? The job of Avodas Hashem is so large, to learn all of Torah, to take care of everybody in the world. We can't accomplish all these things, right? So, but what does it mean? But you're not excused from trying. The simple pshat is, okay, so you won't accomplish everything, but at least you get something done, right? Just because the job is too large, you don't just throw in the towel, you do something. But maybe the pshat is because it's not about accomplishing the whole job. It's about the hishtadlus. Lata ben chorin li batel mimena means because your whole point is just putting the, not to be batel, but to be mishtadel. That's what you're not supposed to do hamlacha. Hamlacha just gives you the goal of where you're putting your hishtadlus. How do I know where to put my hishtadlus? Hashem says, I give you goals. I give you direction. I give you mitzvos. I teach you bel chesed. That's where you're putting your ishtadlus in. I want you to put in the right types of ishtadlus. But that's what you do. You put in your ishtadlus. That's how you grow as a person. That's how you become something special. Regardless of how many people you affect, how many people you touch, how much you learn. I think that's a very important message. We have to remind ourselves all the time, especially when we're in college. In college, it's all about getting the A's, getting the good job. I got to be successful, right? Right. Well, otherwise, why am I doing all this? I go to a junkie college. What do I need a good college for? You know, and the answer is, you're supposed to put in your shtadlus. You're supposed to try hard, but don't measure your success based on that. Work as best as you can do, and as long as you can look in the mirror and say, I did my best, then you should be proud. And I'll be proud of you, and Hashem's proud of you. All right, that's today's piece. If you get a chance to do the next one on your own, strongly encourage it. It's all about Taiva and Yetzirah, and it's a very important piece.
Thank you.
Okay.